security guard was separated from the other officers?
It was my understanding before I had said he had gotten separated. That was inaccurate. What had happened was he was conducting an investigation based on customers calling in, and he was personally attempting to locate what was occurring. He happened upon that doorway because it was ajar, which keyed his interest. But our officers were in close proximity, so as you can imagine by the timeline there, as soon as they came out of the doorway of the elevator, he was there. So it happened in a matter of seconds. Hold on, let me finish her.
On the note, can you tell there was the note, a note from him? Was there a content in there?
What note? The yellow paper?
Yes.
I don't know. I did a cursory review of the room, but I haven't been provided that information. But I know it was not a suicide note.
If you believe he saw the security guard approaching, that might have caused him to stop shooting. If he hadn't seen the security guard approaching, do you believe the shooting would have continued?
No. And I'm comfortable in saying no. And here's why. Because of the same action the security guard would have occurred with our patrol officer that was approaching up there. We had knowledge. He was between 31 and 32. Remember when you asked before, we said 29 to 32. And then subsequently through that time, it got cooled down to 31, 32. A knowledgeable customer, a prior military, said it was occurring directly above him, which subsequently the officers were doing their own checks. He was not aware of what that customer had said, and they were conducting, he was trying to pinpoint it. So our officers had learned, because they had a security guard attached to them, that they had recent information the individual was on 32. Okay, so they would have encountered him shortly in that timeline, maybe 60 seconds. And I would assume the same thing would